Hello, welcome to Wombats and Music. This is your host, Harry Baia. I bring you Wombats and Music from WEHC at Emory and Henry College and WISE in Wise, Virginia. And it's my chance each week to play for you songs that I think are extra special and occasionally put in something like a reading, a joke, a story, and I call those things wombats. And there is a wombat tonight, so it's a wombat show. I'm going to start off with one of my all-time favorites. This is Spanish Dancer by Patti Sciarfa. Patti Sciarfa is not a really well-known artist, although I think she should be from this song alone. She's Bruce Springsteen's wife and a very talented musician. And I think this song shows that, at least to me. This is Patti Sciarfa with Spanish Dancer.
Oh, mama, there's a Spanish dancer. Steps I follow when he comes near. A red dress of temptation over a long black slip of fear. Will I fall beneath the shadow of some broken cross? My arms emptied and all my treasures lost. Still like that Spanish dancer, I throw my roses down for him. Across these beds of darkness, he opens his arms and gathers them. Oh, mama, the bridges were burning over a river black and cold. But I walked when love commanded me up to the edges of his soul. But I'm still frightened of that dark divide. Oh, will I gain entrance or be denied? Roses down for him. Across these beds of darkness, he opens his arms and gathers them in. Some fantastic tool that you should never be worthy of. But all those illusions trip and fall. He is just a man after all. Just like that Spanish dancer, I pull my roses down for him. Across these beds of darkness, he opens his arms and gathers them in. Just like that Spanish dancer, I throw my roses down for him. Across these beds of darkness, he opens his arms and gathers them in. Just like that Spanish dancer, just like that Spanish dancer, just like that Spanish dancer, just like that Spanish dancer. Just like that Spanish dancer.
That was Spanish Dancer by Patty Scialfa. The next song is a children's song called The Little Black Bull. It's Mike and Peggy Seeger, Barbara and Penny Seeger, just all sorts of people with their children. And but it's also what the Germans call an earworm. It'll kind of stick in your mind. So if you don't want that to happen, don't listen to this song. This is Little Black Bull.
The little black bull came down the meadow. Who's in Johnny? Who's in Johnny? The little black bull came down the meadow. Long time ago. Long time ago. Long time ago. The little black bull came down the meadow. Long time ago. First he pawed and then he bellowed. Who's in Johnny? Who's in Johnny? First he pawed and then he bellowed. Long time ago. Long time ago. Long time ago. First he pawed and then he bellowed. Long time ago. He wet his horn on a white oak sapling. Who's in Johnny? Who's in Johnny? He wet his horn on a white oak sapling. Long time ago. Long time ago. Long time ago. He wet his horn on a white oak sapling. Long time ago. He shook his tail, he jarred the meadow. Who's in Johnny? Who's in Johnny? He shook his tail, he jarred the meadow. Long time ago. Long time ago. Long time ago. He shook his tail, he jarred the meadow. Long time ago. He pawed the dirt in the heifers' faces. Who's in Johnny? Who's in Johnny? He pawed the dirt in the heifers' faces. Long time ago. Long time ago. Long time ago. He pawed the dirt in the heifers' faces. Long time ago. The little black bull came down the meadow. Who's in Johnny? Who's in Johnny? The little black bull came down the meadow. Long time ago. Long time ago. Long time ago. The little black bull came down the meadow. Long time ago.
That was The Little Black Bull by Mike, Peggy, Barbara, and Penny Seeger and their children. The next song is Turn the World Around. It was written by Harry Belafonte. He's performed it. But I found this version by the Bozeman High School Concert Choir, which I like. Turn the World Around. It's based on African mythology that Harry Belafonte picked up while visiting Africa and picked up the rhythms in the song and put this together.
From the fire living in
That was Turn the World Around by the Bozeman High School Concert Choir. The next song is a country song. It's country music. Common Man by John Conley. I think there's a message here, and it's easy to misinterpret this one. It sort of speaks to some of the politics today. But basically, it's saying that it's okay to respect who you are. That's fine. You can be very proud of being a common man. The respect problem occurs when somebody starts disrespecting others who don't aren't who they are. But as far as feeling good about being a common man, I support that. This is John Connolly with Common Man.
As the maid poured wine and we prepared to dine, I knew I was feeling out of place. At a table as large as a river barge, and I love you written all on your face. I appreciate your hospitality, but I wish that we would go. Let me drive us to McDonald's and I'll talk to you concerning something you should really know. I'm just a common man, drive a common van. My dog ain't got a pedigree. If I have my say, gonna stay that way, 'cause highbrow people lose their sanity, and a common man is what I'll be. I'll take a Chevrolet just any day. So give your daddy back his Mercedes Benz. And there's some common people that I hang out with. They're my good time buddies, they're my friends. And I'd rather chug a lug a mug of Budweiser beer than sip a crystal glass of wine. So won't you make your mind up to believe in me and leave this high living world behind. I'm just a common man, drive a common van. My dog ain't got a pedigree. And if I have my say, gonna stay that way. 'Cause highbrow people lose their sanity, and a common man is what I'll be. Yes, I'm happy just being free, and I'm happy just being me. And I hope that you will see I'm just a common man, drive a common van. My dog ain't got a pedigree. If I have my say, gonna stay that way. 'Cause highbrow people lose their sanity, and a common man is what I'll be. I'm just a common man, drive a common van. My dog ain't got a pedigree. And if I have my say,
that was Common Man by John Conley. The next song is Wabash Cannonball by Johnny Cash. Wabash Cannonball is a classic old-time country song, and Johnny Cash really does a good job with it. I like the way this starts off. I used to ride trains a little bit when I was a little kid, and you can hear the tracks. Every time the metal wheels go over the end of a track, there's a click sound. So the first part of this song is the recording of that click sound of what a train sounds like when you're riding on it going over the tracks. This is Wabash Cannonball by Johnny Cash.
Atlantic Ocean to the wide Pacific shore. She climbs the flowery mountains or the hills and by the shore. She's mighty tall and handsome. She's known quite well by all. She's a regular combination on the Wabash Cannonball. Listen to the jingle, the rumble and the roar as she glides along the woodland or the hills and by the shore. Hear the mighty rush of the engine, hear those lonesome hobos call. Traveling through the jungle on the Wabash Cannonball. Well, she came down from Birmingham one cold December day. As she pulled into the station, you could hear all the people say, she's from Tennessee, she's long and she's tall. She came down from Birmingham on the Wabash Cannonball. Listen to the jingle, the rumble and the roar, as she glides along the woodland or the hills and by the shore. Hear the mighty rush of the engine, hear those lonesome hobos call. Traveling through the jungle on the Wabash Cannonball. Here's the Daddy Claxton, may his name forever stand and always be remembered in the courts throughout the land. His earthly race is over and the curtains round him fall. They'll carry him home to Dixie on the Wabash Cannonball. Listen to the jingle, the rumble and the roar, as she glides along the woodland or the hills and by the shore. Hear the mighty rush of the engine, hear those lonesome hobos call. Traveling through the jungle on the Wabash Cannonball.
Wabash Cannonball by Johnny Cash. The next song is Scarborough Fair by Rachel Hardy.
Are you going to Scarborough Fair? Parsley, sage, rosemary, and thyme. Thank you. once was a true love of mine. You
just heard Scarborough Fair by Rachel Hardy. When I was 10 years old, my family moved to England and I entered the English school system. And I was in a boarding school that had really high academics. It was quite a switch from the U.S. school system. And I was behind in everything except one thing, and that was decimal numbers. I didn't even think of it as decimal numbers. That was our money system was dollars and pennies, 50 cents, 25 cents, quarter of a dollar, so forth. And England was still using, in those days, shillings and pounds, and there were 12 pence in a shilling and 20 shillings in a pound and stuff. Anyway, so the only place where I was able to be ahead of the class was when we got into decimal numbers. The next thing on the show is a wombat, and it's a group called the Frantics. And they're talking about, the whole skit is about trying to teach someone who knows Roman numerals how to use the decimal system. So you get to hear what it would be like if you were a Roman numeral person and somebody tried to tell you the decimal system was much better, what it was like right at the start. So this is Roman Numerals by the Frantics.
Ave Merchandavia, I have come to purchase a quantity of your famous Sumerian pepper.
Et salve, citizen Flavius. You are in luck. We are having a sale today. Sumerian pepper will only cost you 44 talents.
44? Oh, no, don't tell me that you, too, are converting to decimal.
Well, it is the law, citizen.
But what is wrong with Roman numerals? It's foolish to convert when we're used to the old ways.
No, the decimal system is easier.
Certainly, for mathematicians and astronomers. How much is 44 in real numbers?
XLIV.
XLIV? Why don't you just say XLIV? Who can remember 44?
But the rest of the world is decimal.
It's impossible to learn.
Hey, merchant, I want 18 pieces of licorice.
Well, they're 2 talents each.
Here's 40 talents.
And here's your 4 talents change.
Thanks. Hail Caesar.
By the gods, what was that gibberish?
He wanted XVIII pieces of licorice at II each. He gave me XL and I gave him IV change.
Well, then why didn't you just say so?
Because this system is so much easier.
Easier?
Look, citizen, all you need remember are the numerals 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 0.
Yes.
You see, there is a 1s column and there's a 10s column. You add 1 into the 10s column and set the 10s column back to 0.
Yes.
And start adding into the 1s column again, joining it to the 1 in the 10s column. So after 9, there is 10, 1, 2, 3.
So you say I should count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 VII?
No, 7, 8.
9. 1, 0, 1, 1.
That's
one,
right. You've
two.
Got it. You've got it.
Fine. Then give me 1, 2 bags of cloves.
You mean 12?
I mean cloves.
No, 1, 2. 1, 2 is called 12.
I see. So your residence is not 120, it is 120.
No, it's 120.
You've moved?
No. You see, when you reach the third column...
Enough! I will never understand this decimal nonsense if I live to be C. Give me X bags of pepper.
10?
X.
X it is.
And how much for your silk?
55. I mean, LV, talents a yard.
Yard? What happened to cubits?
It's the new system.
No!
That was Roman numerals by the Frantics. And if you think that's odd, keep in mind that we in the U.S. are still using feet and inches and yards, and the rest of the world is using centimeters and meters. I think we're one of the few countries still doing that. Anyway, moving on, next is an old-time gospel tune. This is Looking Forward to Heaven by Doc Watson and Clarence Ashley. And I love the harmony on this. I've always wanted to learn this song and find somebody to sing it with. Would you like to join me? So this is Looking Forward to Heaven.
The angels asked why they stood gazing toward heaven when Jesus was going away. They said he is coming, he's coming, he's coming, he's coming in glory some wonderful day. And now we are looking toward heaven.
Yes,
watching and awaiting
to hear the glad words he
will say some wonderful morning
on the clouds
of great glory,
of great glory,
of heavenly glory.
He's coming
someday. Some wonderful day.
No wonder the angels spoke to the disciples. Their hearts were so filled with dismay. What comfort it gave them, what blessed assurance. He's coming in glory someday. And now
we are looking towards heaven.
Yes,
watching and waiting,
watching and awaiting,
watching and waiting.
To hear the glad words he
will say
some wonderful morning,
full morning, full morning
on the clouds
of great glory,
of great glory,
heavenly glory.
He's coming someday. This promise so precious grows sweeter and sweeter to all who will trust and obey. Today and tomorrow, then let us be ready. He's coming in glory someday. And
now
we are looking
towards heaven.
Yes,
watching and
awaiting,
and awaiting
to hear the glad words he
will say
some
wonderful morning,
full morning,
full morning
on the clouds
of great glory,
of great glory,
heavenly glory.
He's coming someday.
Looking Toward Heaven by Doc Watson and Clarence Ashley. You're listening to Wombats and Music, and I'm your host, Harry Baya. I bring you Wombats and Music Monday nights at 7 and Saturdays at 1 from WEHC at Emory Henry College and WISC in Wise, Virginia. It's my chance to play for you songs I think are extra special and occasionally put in something odd, a different, a joke, a story, like the thing I just did on Roman numerals. I call those things wombats, and that's where I get my title, Wombats and Music. And tonight's show has quite a mix. That was the wombat, today's wombat, just earlier. And now we're moving on to Paul Thorne. Paul Thorne is a unique talent, very off-the-cuff kind of guy. And I think he's got some insight into the nature of reality. Then he speaks to me. And his music's pretty good, too. So this one is a message to all of us saying, you're not the only one.
I walked around this afternoon in this wonderful town. What is this town again? Boulder, yeah. I went down on Pearl Street. They had an outdoor mall, which just means stores outside stacked against each other. And I saw a young man. He was a young, strong-looking man. And he was sitting on the ground with a bucket in front of him with dollar bills in it. And I walked by him, and he looked at me, and he said with a straight face, I'm a bum. And you know what I said back to him? I said, pinpointing the problem is step one. I I care about people, but I ain't no sucker. Anyway, if you sit down and talk to anybody and really listen to them, everybody has struggles in life. Them fighting every night. I can't believe how much they fuss. Sometimes they sound just like us. When you sing the song, insert your name. The problems we have are all the same. If you're above the ground, if you're under the sun, whatever mountain you gotta climb, you're not the only one. I told an old man, you just don't know what I've had to go through out on the road. He started laughing and just shook his head. He said, boy, you ain't seen nothing yet. When you sing the song, insert your name. The problems we have are all the same. If you're above the ground, if you're under the sun, whatever mountain you gotta climb, you're not the only one. Life don't come with a guarantee. You only get so many heartbeats. It's such a blessing to be alive. Whatever happens, I'm satisfied. When you sing the song, insert your name. The problems we have are all the same. If you're above the ground, if you're under the sun, whatever mountain you gotta climb, you're not the only one.
Paul Thorne with You're Not the Only One. The next song is Black Eyed Susie. I fell in love with this song many years ago and forgot all about it until I heard this version just the other day. And now I get to put it on for you. Black Eyed Susie. And this version is by the Corn Maze, M-A-I-Z, Corn Maze String Band. And it's got some good frailing banjo in it.
Hey, little black-eyed Susie, hey. My old man, he's long and tall, sleeps in the kitchen with his legs in the hall. Hey, little black-eyed Susie, jump back, little black-eyed Susie. Hey, little black-eyed Susie, hey. sopped in gravy. Hey, little black-eyed Susie, jump back, little black-eyed Susie. Hey, little black-eyed Susie, jump back, little black-eyed Susie. Hey, little black-eyed Susie, hey.
Black-eyed Susie by the Corn Maze String Band. Here comes another wombat. This is Wolfman Jack. Wolfman Jack apparently was a very famous disc jockey, like me. Only I'm not very famous, but I'm a disc jockey. And he had quite a career and was well known for his deep, gravelly voice. I wasn't familiar with Wolfman Jack until I saw the film American Graffiti in 1973. And he was a little scene in there occurred where the kids in the movie went by and visited Wolfman Jack in his studio. But this is a recording of his sign-off of his radio show. So you get a little feel for what a really good disc jockey does with his radio show. I end mine by inviting you to all join me in celebrating being here at all. But this is the way Wolfman Jack ended his show.
We got to close it out. That's it for the Wolfman Jack show for tonight. Be back again tomorrow night. Bright-eyed and bushy-tail, gonna suck it to you tomorrow, baby.
I move your picture.
I move your picture.
From my wall.
From my wall, I push it.
And I replace them.
Both large and small.
Both large and small.
Tucson McCall, baby.
And each new day.
Each new day.
Finds me so blue.
Find me so blue.
Nothing takes the place of you.
Just remember, nothing takes the place of you.
I read your letter.
I read your letter.
One by one.
One by one.
And I still love you.
I just want you to know, baby, I still love you.
When it's all said and done. And oh, my darling, I'm so blue.
Because nothing.
Because nothing.
Nothing.
Oh, nothing.
Takes
the place of you. I write this letter. It's raining on my window pane.
As the moving finger writes, it says until tomorrow. I'll wait for you. As each teardrop glistens on my letter.
Without you, nothing seems the same.
Without you, nothing's the same.
So I'll wait until you're home. Again, I love you, but I'm all alone.
I'm all alone till I see it again tomorrow night, baby. Until tomorrow. I love you so much.
I'm so blue.
Bye.
Because nothing, oh, but nothing takes the place of you.
That was the DJ Wolfman Jack signing off his show, the second of tonight's Wombats. When I was a junior in college, I've always loved music, but I knew nothing about musical notation, and a friend offered to explain it to me, and we sat down at the piano for an hour or so that week, three or four times, and I learned about music. And then I could sit at the piano and look at a piece of music and very, very slowly figure out what notes to play. So I decided to learn a piece of music, and I did indeed learn about the first, maybe 2 minutes of a Bach prelude. It was quite a challenge, and this is the one I learned. So when I heard it recently, it brought back how much I liked this piece of music and how hard I tried to learn it. I never did finish learning it, but I did learn a lot about music. This is the Bach Prelude and Fugue, number 1 in C major, played on the piano by Jano Jandó. That was Bach Prelude and Fugue No. 1 in C Major, played by Jano Jando. Next up is the Corn Maze String Band again, but this time they're not playing the string band, it's just a cappella. It's Hi, Said the Blackbird.
Hi, said the blackbird to the crow. It's down in the plant beds we must go. It's been our trade of taking up corn ever since old Adam was born. Howdy, dowdy, doodle all day. Howdy, dowdy, doodle all day. Howdy, dowdy, doodle all day. How dow, 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 doodle dum day. Hoot, said the owl with his head so white. A lonesome day and a busy night. Thought I heard some pretty gal say, cord all night and sleep next day. Howdy, dowdy, doodle all day. Howdy, dowdy, doodle all day. Howdy, dowdy, doodle all day. How dow, 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 doodle dum day. Well, said the redbird sitting on a fence, once I courted a handsome wench. She got saucy and from me fled. Ever since then my head's been red. Howdy, dowdy, doodle all day. Howdy, dowdy, doodle all day. Howdy, dowdy, doodle all day. How dow, 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 doodle dum day. Now, said the bluebird as she flew, if I was young again, I'd have two. One gets saucy and from me go, I'd have a new string for my bow. Howdy, dowdy, doodle all day. Howdy, dowdy, doodle dum day. Howdy, dowdy, doodle all day. How dow, 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 doodle dum day.
Hi, Said the Blackbird by the Corn Maze String Band. Next is an odd little piece by a group called The Mammals, and I like it, and also I once jammed with them at an Ashokan Fiddle Week. I walked into a group and they let me play with them and sing with them. I was there about 10 minutes and I finally realized they were rehearsing and left them. This is The Mammals singing My Baby Drinks Water.
My baby drinks water, my baby drinks tea. My baby eats an apple from the old apple tree. My baby drinks milk Mother Nature gave me. So please spare the water for my little ones and me. Now money buys houses and clothing and more. And money buys food at the big grocery store. And money buys trinkets and money buys toys. But it won't buy the earth back for our little girls and boys. Do you measure your wealth by the size of your purse? What size is your coffin? What size is your hearse? What size is your heart if you put money first? High over the children and their hunger and thirst. My baby drinks water, my baby drinks tea. My baby eats an apple from the old apple tree. My baby drinks milk Mother Nature gave me. So please spare the water for my little ones and me.
My Baby Drinks Water by The Mammals, followed by Same Old Lang Syne by Dan Fogelberg.
met my old lover in the grocery store. The snow was falling Christmas Eve. I stole behind her in the frozen foods, and I touched her on the sleeve. She didn't recognize the face at first, but then her eyes flew open wide. She went to hug me and she spilled her purse, and we laughed until we cried. She loved the men, but she didn't love.
Same Old Lang Syne by Dan Fogelberg. You've been listening to Wombats and Music with your host, Harry Baya. I bring you Wombats and Music Monday nights at 7 and Saturdays at 1 from WEHC at Emory and Henry College and WISC from Wise, Virginia. And now it's time to close out the show. It's audience participation time, and I get to invite you to join me. Are you ready? Please join me in celebrating most joyously our being here at all. Goodbye.